Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Exactly 11 minutes past eight, and our final election candidate of the morning is a professional chef. John Caron will contest Douglas East on September the 29th. He says work commitments have always prevented him from standing in the past, but now at the age of 62, he's ready to give it a go. Good morning, Mr. Caron.
Good morning.
Giving it a go is one thing. Of course, making it a difference to if you get elected is another. What do you believe you can offer the people of East Douglas and perhaps more importantly, the island?
Well, the island is obviously the most important part at the moment with national politics. I would just a little bit of tenacity, I think. Follow up and ask the questions and just follow up until we get the right answers or get an answer sometimes, the government or sometimes.
Do you believe that's been an area we perhaps not pushed hard enough in certain issues in the past?
I certainly think so, yes.
Yeah. Politics, often the art of persuasion, of course, often about that. How well equipped would you be to stand against people and alongside people who've had a fairly long political career in some cases?
I can work with anyone, you know. So you have to take an attitude that you've got to get along with people, even those that you disagree with. You've just got to work together and find the solutions that we need at the moment.
Six candidates in East Douglas, potentially
yes.
A bit of a free-for-all. What are your priorities that perhaps separate you from the other challenges?
Really, it's this sort of the economic recovery. That is the most important.
We've
That's what really
everyone's
got
saying,
to find creating jobs. Yeah, creating jobs, especially sort of in the lower pay sectors, where we can sort of bring those people up. Then we'll get more sort of revenue out of those people as well.
In terms of that, how can you maintain services while doing that? Because obviously we're in these times where austere times, if you like, where we're going to have to make further cutbacks.
I think each department is going to have to look for sort of efficiency savings initially, because we can't simply start sort of dumping jobs out of the government. There's got to be a changeover period where the private industry can take over these jobs. It's got to be managed.
So our approach needs to be sort of more proactive, dealing with the challenges we're facing.
Proactive, and we've got to take people along with it. People have got to trust the government, that when the government say they have to do something that's not very good, you know, we've got to know, well, okay, we can trust this government. If they're saying this, then they must be right.
So communication's perhaps been a downfall, do you think?
Oh, I think communication's been dreadful, actually, between the government.
How do you go some way to address that?
Just gaining people's confidence by sort of giving them information on what is going on. None of this having to drag information out of them. Even MHKs don't get all the information that they should do.
How are you intending to engage younger voters when you go knocking on doors?
I have no particular strategy for sort of targeting any age group. I'll treat everyone the same. I don't talk down to people just because they're youngsters, you know, 16-year-olds or
but
something.
Do you think you have to almost go that extra mile to try and attract them to the polls?
I think with some of the turnouts we get, we have to go that extra mile to drag everyone to the polls.
Transient population, East Douglas, isn't it? Large population, migrant workers as well. A lot of them presumably won't even be on the register.
No, that is a major problem. In fact, the register is a problem. There are people who have been there for a long time, but they won't. They won't sign the register because they think, oh, it's I'll get called off for jury duty, or you know, maybe the TV licensing people will use it to find out where I live. No, something has to be done to sort of get people initially to register and then make it easier for them to vote.
You're finding this out now, of course, because you've declared fairly late. You say the reduction in government revenue from VAT should be addressed through a fairly quickly planned economic recovery strategy. Haven't we had that in place for a couple of years now since that initial VAT bombshell?
Well, we're not seeing much of it, are we? That's what I mean. The government communication is pretty poor on telling people what they're going to do, what needs to be done. They can come out and say, oh, this is what we're doing. But there's nothing to sort of bring people along with the sort of strategy that they've come up with so far.
And have you got a political ambition at all, other than past September the 29th?
Yeah, get elected is my hope, of course, and then just play a part in the government. I think every MHK has to play a part in the departments and in sort of forming an honest government. Yeah, one that is sort of honest with the people and honest within itself as well.
Can you name just finally a particular individual, if elected, that you'd like to lead the island through that period?
Well, everyone's very coy about this, but no, I'd come straight out and say Phil Gawn. I think he'll balance cuts with kindness.
John Caron, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.